Cardinal Parolin to unveil a sculpture of Saint Bacchetta to highlight the problem of human trafficking. The work of the artist Timothy Schmaltz, which evokes the figure of Saint Josephine Bacchetta, will be blessed on the morning of June 29 in Schio, Italy. The sculpture Let the Oppressed Go Free will be installed near the Church of Saint Francis of Assisi in Schio on Thursday, June 29, on the occasion of the Italian city's patron saint festivities. The day before the inauguration event, the artist and creator, Timothy Schmaltz, and the benefactor of the work, Christopher Brady, are scheduled to be received in a private audience by Pope Francis at St. Martha's House in Rome. Let the Oppressed Go Free alludes to the figure of St. Josephine Bacchetta, 1869-1947, a Sudanese nun who lived and died in Schio. The work is inspired by the biblical passage Isaiah 58:6 and aims to raise awareness of the issue of human trafficking and modern-day slavery, evoking the figure of St. Bacchetta, the Konosian sister chosen as the patron saint of victims of human trafficking for the kidnapping and slavery she suffered. In addition to the artist, the inauguration ceremony will be attended by the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the mayor of Schio, Walter Orsi, the Superior General of the Konosian Daughters of Charity, Sister Sandra Maggiolo, F.D.C.C., the parish priest and moderator of the St. Bacchetta Pastoral Unit, Monsignor Carlo Guidolin, the president of the Bacchetta Schio Sudan Association, John Francesco Sartori, and the benefactor of the work, Christopher Brady. About Timothy Schmaltz. Timothy Schmaltz has been building large-scale sculptures for more than 25 years. Schmaltz is a figurative artist with pieces installed all over the world. Some of his most recognized works rest in historic sites in Italy, Canada, the United States and the Vatican and have been blessed by Pope Francis. These works include, Homeless Jesus, Angels Unawares, Homeless Jesus, Mary, Untire of Knots, Sheltering, and Let the Oppressed Go Free. Timothy describes his most important work as visual translations of the Bible. Though most of his work is based upon a spiritual theme, he also creates large, complex public sculptures in bronze. Some of these include monuments that honor veterans and firefighters. Timothy strives to create epic artwork that connects with viewers through design and details that not only touch the viewer on an emotional level, but also allow them to feel somewhat a part of the piece. More information, timothypaulschmaltz.com. About Saint Josephine. Josephine Bacchetta, 1869-1947, was canonized by Pope John Paul II in 2000, and her feast is celebrated every February 8. She is the patron saint of Sudan and of victims of human trafficking. Also known as Mother Maretta, she suffered 144 scars from her abduction and degradation to slavery at the age of 9. For years, violence and mistreatment were part of her daily life. During her years of slavery, she was the victim of physical and moral humiliation. In 1882, her suffering was alleviated when she was acquired by an Italian consul who restored her freedom. She moved to Italy, and during her first years there, while in the care of the Konosian sisters, she converted to Catholicism. She was baptized and became a novice in 1896. She settled in Schio in 1902, where she remained until her death in 1947. She died at the age of 78. About Schio. Schio is located in the province of Vicenza at the feet of the Little Dolomites. The city is famous for its rich industrial archaeological heritage, with buildings like Fabrica Alta, Lanificio Conti, and Giardino Jacquard representing just a few of the treasures of an industrial past. Schio has also been given the name Manchester d'Italia for its textile production on both national and international scale. Among these buildings, along the streets, and in the city's squares, appear many historical palaces, the Nuovo Schio Working Class District, Teatro Civico, San Pietro's Dome, and Santa Bacchetta's Church, where the saint's relics are preserved. In the green fields near the historic center is the Church of Saint Francis, a religious building from the 15th century of remarkable value. More information, www.visitschio.it web link.